the IQ, EQ and SQ, the extra edge of a spiritualist. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhuvan Melitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. As you all know, there are many mental ability tests and similar types of tests conducted for employing the students in the companies. And the purpose of all these tests is oftentimes to check the IQ level of a student. It has been taught all through these years that if a boy has a very high IQ, he can bring a great success to a company. Because of his intelligence, he can make plans, ideas, and execute them and bring great profit to the company. Yes, it has been seen in the past that people with such high intelligence are indeed successful. But in the modern times, we are observing that as the marketplace is becoming more and more challenging, people are looking for commodities which are very cheap, inexpensive. At the same time, they are looking for very high quality of commodity, and they are also wanting very quick delivery promise. In India, oftentimes they call it as cheap and best. People want cheap, same time the best quality. And that too, in a very short time, they want delivery. So because of this, there has been a great pressure on all the companies, and there is a cutthroat competition. Now, sometimes a manager may have a very high IQ. He may be able to make charts, Gantt charts and other plans by which he may be able to employ all the employees very nicely. But oftentimes people leave one company and go to another company because they feel overloaded or mistreated by their boss. Many times companies have lost employees who have worked in the same company for 10, 12 years sometimes. Why do people quit a company? They did research. They found that is because of low EQ or emotional quotient on the part of the leaders. The Fortune 500 companies of America are having a very great problem now of loss of employees because the leaders treat their employees just like some factors in an equation. And they want to get the work done from them, but they are least concerned about their personal lives. For instance, imagine if an employee faced an accident and he comes with a broken leg or a broken hand to the company, and if his boss would directly ask him whether the job is completed or not without paying any attention to his fracture, then such a boss would be considered one with a very low EQ. Oftentimes it is seen there are people with high IQ but very low EQ, and the net result is they end up in failure. But those bosses who are emotionally sensitive, even though they may not be very highly academically qualified, they have been seen to be able to hold their employees successfully. So, in all the companies, many management gurus have written books on emotional intelligence, EI, like Robert Cooper, for example. So, then IQ and EQ, they both became pretty famous. It was well understood that besides IQ, we also need EQ. But now, people have come to understand something higher called as a spiritual quotient, SQ. It has been observed that there are people who may have high emotional quotient also, which is nice. But spiritual quotient is even higher. For example, the ability to tolerate dangers, difficulties, the ability to tolerate insults, the ability to remain cheerful and have a Buddha smile, even when all things are falling apart and there is an acute crisis. Such kind of qualities are counted in SQ. To treat all people equally, to treat everyone fairly, and to not only just chase after the money, but also be kind and considerate towards all. So these kind of qualities are counted in SQ, spiritual quotient. Now, the American and Japanese industries, which were earlier focusing on IQ and EQ, have begun to see a new light on SQ, because those leaders who are willing to listen to their subordinates' suggestions and criticisms without offering resistance, because of very high SQ, they are able to bring great success to the company. Similarly, those bosses who also keep an eye on the welfare of all their employees like a mother and father, and they are able to hold employees for longer periods of times in the company. In fact, people sometimes work for a company just because they have someone whom they admire. So with very high SQ, one is able to inspire their subordinates and carry them ahead, ultimately bringing to long enduring success of the company. So in this way, the chanting of Hare Krishna, which we do, it brings a very high SQ in an individual and brings such qualities as the one we mentioned, like humility, tolerance, compassion, appreciating nature, seeing good in others, and such qualities. And with one with a very high SQ naturally brings a long enduring success. Oftentimes, people are very eager to put forward their opinions and ideas and suggestions, and they pay deaf ears to others' opinions and ideas, due to which oftentimes there are clashes and conflicts amongst people. But a person with high SQ has the maturity to lend his ears to listen to others' ideas and opinions patiently and present one's own opinion with detachment and be willing to go for the best opinion without any sense of false ego. So this kind of noble qualities are achieved by a person with high SQ. Thus we find chanting of Hare Krishna not only helps us to come close to God, not only helps us to attain love for God, but chanting of Hare Krishna also on a very practical level helps an individual to develop a deep sense of maturity due to a high SQ and become a very productive and capable element in society, a leader of society, bringing happiness to one and all. In this way, there are many researches that are being done on how the path of spirituality can also aid one's material path. In fact, people in the modern times, even with great amount of wealth and even with great amount of educational qualification, are committing suicide due to inferiority complex or superiority complex, due to depression, due to stress, due to tension, due to lack of tolerance, all these bad qualities. But these things are very easily overcome by one who sincerely chants Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.